around. You don't want to be anywhere near my daddy. Now, as a man, I can be downright dangerous. Many's the time he'd scared the hell out of me, firing over my head, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's one time. It's the weirdest time I ever had. It's the last time we ever went hunting. We was going bird hunting. It was a crisp fall day. We had the shotguns in the truck, the dogs in the back. And we pull up in this one field, looked great. Looked like that, it was a farmer's field. Looked like it just had load of birds just running around in there. Daddy said, let's hunt. I said, well, let me ask the farmer if he minds if we hunt in this field. Let me ask him first. You wait here in the car. I make a better impression than you do, Daddy. So Daddy slunk down in the seat and pulled the hat over his eye. I walk up to the farmer's door. I said, sir, my name's Nino Grease Minnelli. That's my daddy sitting out there in the car. And I wonder if I could ask you if we could hunt on your field. We'll be good. We'll close all the fence doors, and we won't hurt nothing. We'll pick up our shells and any garbage we leave. Could we have your permission to hunt? And that farmer looked at me and said, well, you know something, son? In the 10 years I've been here, you're the first hunter to ever ask permission to hunt on my field. Most of them just come out here and do it, and I run them off. But since you was nice enough to ask permission to hunt on my field, yeah, sure, go ahead and hunt. Have a great day. I said, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I turned around to leave. He said, maybe you could do me a favor. I said, yes, sir. What is it? He said, well, you got your shotgun with you there, I see. I got this old mule around back. And I'll be honest with you, I had the mule for a long time. The vet told me he's going to die. It'd be simpler to put him out of his misery, but I just haven't had the heart. I can't shoot that mule. I've had it so long. Would you do me a favor and shoot that mule for me? I said, Mr. Farmer, sir, it would be my pleasure to take care of that unsavory task for you. He said, thank you, son, and happy hunting. I said, thank you, sir. So as I'm walking around to shoot the mule, I decide, you know, Daddy's always playing jokes on me. I think I'm going to play a joke on him. I walked up to the window of the car. Daddy looked at me and said, what'd the farmer say, son? I said, Daddy, do you believe that guy? He told us to get the hell out of here. He told us he hates hunters, and he didn't even like my looks. He said I was funny looking, which is kind of a reflection on you. He said we can't hunt here. So you know what I'm going to do, Daddy? I'm going to go shoot the guy's mule. That'll learn him, huh? Watch this, Daddy. You don't think I'll do it, do you? I'm going to walk right up there and shoot that sucker. And Daddy smiled and said, well, son, you're showing some spunk at last. So I went up there, walked up to that mule, lifted the shotgun, and blam! Let him hold one right between the eyes. That mule's legs buckled. He fell over dead. Imagine my shock and horror when from behind me I heard, blam! Blam! I went running back to the car. Daddy said, you shoot the mule? I said, yeah. He said, good. Let's get the hell out of here. I just shot two of his cows.
He's Washington's best jock on Washington's best rock.